We've got our full complement of people, and we're going to start. I am Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the Development Review Board. We will begin the October 20th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We're conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will also use a chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask questions of our moderators, Maggie Gould and Jay Rodenbeck. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relative to the meeting. I'd now like the DRB members to introduce themselves.
Good morning, this is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority.
Okay, and—
Good morning, this is Charles Meisters, I'm with Code Enforcement.
Thank you.
Good morning, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department.
Chris Tarmijo, Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to one, accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom, and two, allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Meisters with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to allow for this virtual meeting and electronic signatures after the meeting. A note for our applicants, those DRB members who approve of your site plan, plat, or infrastructure list today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting. Electronic signatures will mostly happen after the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. Mr. Jay Brodenbeck will route those documents through the DRB members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. This is the quickest path to get signatures completed. The applicants will then receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you are approved with delegation, you will need to complete the delegation items with the appropriate DRB members and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, good morning. Will you alert us to changes on the agenda?
Yes, for item number 4, PR 2021-5717, application SD 2021-162 for preliminary plat, and application VA 2021-310 for sidewalk waiver, the agent has requested a deferral to October 27th.
Okay, and this is on Oak Ridge between Universe and T. Harris Creek Road. Is there a motion to defer item 4 to October 27th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Meisters with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Stormy Hill, Hydrology, I approve.
Dean Muffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 4, PR 2021-5717, SD 2021-162, VA 2021-310 to October 27th. Ms. Gomez?
And for item number 16, PR 2021-5222, application SI 2021-1237 for EPC site plan sign-off, the agent has requested a deferral to November 10th.
Is there a motion to defer item 16 to November 10th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Myestis with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Tommy Hill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approe.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB, Chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 16, PR 2021-5222, SI 2021-1237 to November 10th. Ms. Gomez?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay, let me ask about item 20. Do we have a deferral request for item 20? This is at the northeast corner of Coors Boulevard in Fortuna with Wajon Surveying. Is the applicant here?
So, Madam Chair, Mr. Rodenbeck, I believe we had a deferral without a date.
Yes, this is Jay Rodenbeck, that's correct. Okay. I can reach out to the agent and see if they can confirm a deferral date right now.
Okay, we'll leave that one on the agenda for now. Okay, thank you, Ms. Gomez. So you can see on the agenda, there were quite a few deferrals that were posted with the agenda and then a couple done this morning. So let me just announce that the cases we will be reviewing today, item 3, item 5, item 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. Okay, now that we have our agenda set for today, I just want to announce that any member of the public that is here to speak on a particular item, your opportunity to speak will be when the case is called and after the agent speaks. And at that time, we'll call for you to raise your hand on Zoom or press star 9 if you're on audio, and we'll identify you all then. Okay, Mr. Patrick?
Yes, did you include item 16 to be heard?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay, thank you.
That's all. No, I'm sorry, no, not 16. Your case is 17?
No. I'm sorry, it is 17, my mistake, sorry.
Okay, and that was Mr. Patrick, who's with item 17. All right. If we have any technical issues this morning, I will end the meeting and DRB will resume at 1 p.m. We will use the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects, and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. In 2017, the IDO was adopted and increased the scope of site plans being reviewed by the DRB and thus increased due process requirements. The DRB members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. I would now like to introduce staff and swear them in. Ms. Maggie Gould is the Planning Services Manager, Development Services Manager. Ms. Gould, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Maggie Golden. Yes, I do.
Mr. Jay Rodenbeck is senior planner to the DRB. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I do.
Let's see. Is Robert Webb there? Robert, are you there? I think he's sharing his computer with Mr. Maestas.
I believe he was on his phone.
Okay. Mr. Webb, can you speak up if you can hear me? Okay, I'll just need to be reminded if he's going to give any comments today, I'll need to swear him in first. Mr. Shahabi Azar is the city engineer. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Shahabi Azar, I do.
And Ms. Nicole Sanchez is legal counsel to the DRB.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, with that, we're ready to start our agenda. And item one is deferred. Item two is deferred. We're starting on item three, PR 2019-2277, site plan SI 2019-246 for Rainbow Paseo LLC at Oak Ridge Street between Oak Ridge and Tree Line. And Respect is the agent. Jeremy.
Good morning.
Okay. If you would go ahead and introduce yourself, give us your firm and your address.
Absolutely. It's Jeremy Shell, Respec. Address is 5971 Jefferson, Suite 101, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update from this long journey.
Absolutely. So very glad to be back here at DRB on this project, which has been deferred for about a year and a half now for several reasons, including obviously the coronavirus pandemic. But we're here back today and wish to proceed towards approval on this project. Since the last time we were here, some minor revisions have been made. The construction for these buildings has changed from wood frame to an ICF construction, which means that the footprint for each building has changed ever so slightly, which in turn caused minor updates to pretty much all other DRB sheets. We did, as you guys are familiar, the next item on this agenda that was just deferred, track 2 Volcano Mesa across Oak Ridge from this project. We realigned or driveway to align with that entrance. So that has also changed slightly. And then the other thing that has changed is the private utilities, as well as public sewer infrastructure, which we'll talk about a little bit more when we get to Water Authority comments. But a slight change to the on-site force main for sewer, as well as the requirements in Oak Ridge for getting we'll likely be discussed once we go to Water Authority comments. So anyways, with that, I think that covers the changes. So with that, I'll digress and stand ready to respond to comments from staff. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That summary was very helpful, Mr. Shell. Let's go to the public. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 3, which is on Oak Ridge Street Northwest? Please indicate now by raising your hand. We're speaking up. You need to press star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay. I did not see anyone. Someone correct me if I missed. At this point, we're going to go to board member comments, Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. In the interest of disclosure, I did have a conversation with Ms. Shell about this project prior to this meeting and the infrastructure offsite, and so I'll detail those conversations in the comments. Basically, this project has come through before. We do have a serviceability letter approved back in 2019, and we do have a development agreement that is approved. The key change that is being proposed currently is the removal of a sanitary sewer main within Oak Street. That would no longer be necessary based upon the Water Authority's proposal for service to the other adjacent parcels. To get that changed and not on the infrastructure list, we do require a updated serviceability letter, and that would be a revision to the development agreement, which would have to go to the board for approval. Jeremy, if you want to pursue that, send me an email and we can start working on that as far as getting that process rolling with the Water Authority. But that's the key item that's outstanding in terms of what was changed our end. There's some minor things in the plans. The force main that is going into the public sewer system in Oak Ridge. This is one parcel. We want that to be a private force main that's not maintained by the Water Authority. In order for this all to work, all these individual units must be part of one parcel. We would not allow sharing of that sewer service, sharing of the lift station among multiple parcels. So I think that complies with what you have, other than there's a note that calls out the 4-inch as it's connected to the manhole is public. We want that to be private. There's are some landscaping shown on the site plan in the southwest corner over a public water line easement. We do not allow trees within the public water line easement, so that either needs to be revised or confirmation that those trees are not located within the public water line easement. There is pro rata owed, and that is required to be paid before we will sign off on the site plan. So that is it for our comments. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
This is Jeremy. Thanks, Blaine. I agree with everything you said, and we'll make sure to get the ball rolling on revisions to the serviceability and whatnot, as well as addressing the comments that you mentioned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments or objections. The project looks good as designed, so.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Summerfelt, Parks and Recreation. No additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 16, 2019, and a rough grading plan with engineer stamp date of 5/31/21. We have no objections.
Transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wiffenbarger with Transportation. I had a lot of the same comments as last time, even though it's been quite a while. I need to see a sidewalk exhibit for Oak Ridge Street showing width of sidewalk, as well as distance from back of curb to the property line. Also, just provide more detail with regard to ADA accessibility and show civil details with any additional curb ramps, details that may be needed, sidewalk details showing 2% maximum sidewalk cross slopes, and any other details as far as bike racks, handicapped parking spots, et cetera. Use key notes and graphics on the site plan to show curb ramp locations and bicycle parking space calculations. Still need to see site distance lines on Oak Ridge Street, taking into account intersection site distance from the DPM criteria. Is there an office associated with this? In this case, a 6-foot wide ADA accessibility path would be required from the public sidewalk to this office. Also, a 6-foot ADA path is required from the handicap spots to this main office. Provide a fire marshal approved plan. And then I just had some minor comments on, you know, providing the correct signage for the handicap spot signage.
This is Jeremy. Thank you. I think those all make sense. Just to confirm, comment 6, the main office, there's not going to be a traditional main office like a clubhouse for this, but I believe, and I will confirm this with the applicant, that one of the units will essentially serve as such. And so I will confirm which one of those units will serve as the quote unquote office for the development and provide a 6-foot ADA pathway to it from the right-of-way and from ADA spaces. As far as the pavement surface, we are proposing asphalt, and so I will make that more clear. And then the only other one that I wanted to touch base on is the secondary emergency access. The requirements by the fire marshal for when that is required for a multifamily project is if any building is greater than 30 feet height, or if you have 100 or more units. Both of which are not the case on this project. Buildings are less than 30 feet in height, and we have 52 units, and so secondary emergency access will not be required in this case. Otherwise, I'm in agreement with your comments, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for that information.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach. One second here, let me pull up comments. I know we had, we noted that previously that regarding the elevations that they need to abide by, and I'm scrolling over here, to abide with the elevations that were previously shown, they've changed. So I assume we're gonna still have that, want them to stick to that design as shown, as depicted on this elevation.
Jay, I've got them up if you want.
I've got it here. Okay. 1 second.
So let's ask Mr. Shell while we're waiting. Is this the elevation and coloration you're sticking with?
At this point, yes. That's what we're going
with. Okay.
And okay, so I noticed, Jeremy, that some of the site plan sheets you had in the supplemental were not signed. I believe they were sealed, but they weren't signed by a design professional. And this case has been around long enough that we weren't being as strict about that requirement, perhaps, when this was last heard. But all site plan sheets need to be sealed and signed by a design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico. And the landscape plan sheet itself needs to be sealed and signed by a landscape architect licensed in the state of New Mexico. I'll just note that the project and application numbers need to be added to the site plan prior to final sign off from planning, and an infrastructure list is included with this application. And because of that, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement will need to be submitted prior to final sign off of the site plan by planning as well. And that concludes our comments, I believe. Thank you.
This is Jeremy. Thanks, Jay. I agree with your comments and understand, so we'll get those addressed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Carter, what is the likely date for board approval on this, if that's a requirement or if that is a delegation item?
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I think the earliest date we would have that potentially done would be our December board meeting, which is mid-December. I can give the exact date for you.
Okay.
This is Jeremy. Jolene, if I can predict where you're heading with this, if I may, just my hope would be to defer maybe 3 or 4 weeks to make sure that all other comments from staff are addressed as we proceed with Water Authority, because that is going to be a longer lead time, and I understand that, but I would like to if acceptable to you and the rest of staff, I would like to defer maybe 3 or 4 weeks as opposed to December.
Okay, let's see. So 3 weeks is November 10th, 4 weeks is November 17th.
Is there with Thanksgiving, is there a meeting held on the 24th?
No.
Okay, so then if we can, my preference would be to defer to, you said, let's see,
November 10th, November 17th, December 1st.
It would be my preference to defer to November 10th, if that would be acceptable to you.
Certainly. Okay, is there a motion to defer item 3 to November 10th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joe Somerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please vote, DRB members.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Somerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Tarmihill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wilkley, DRB chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 3, PR 2019-2277, SI 2019-246 to November 10th.